Vanakkam from Oroville. It's Monday, 23rd of August, 2010. The rain has stopped for the moment after coming down more or less steadily since Friday morning. The satellite weather picture shows that we can expect more of the same for the next few days. The temperature right now hovers at 28 degrees Celsius, humidity index 93%, with westerly breezes at 3 kilometers per hour. Listen now to the warm voice of Rosalba as she talks about her work in the residence service, the portal through which everyone must pass presenting their passports and visas upon entry into Oroville with their questions and problems around those. You work for the residence service. That means to do with the visas for people coming. How long have you been doing that?
I started last October doing this service. I discovered something new. It was my first time to work in the office. So it was an interesting experience. And I love very much the team. This is the first step. I like the atmosphere that we have in the office. And I like offer this kind of service. I know it is something difficult for many people to enter in the bureaucracy. And in Italy I got my experience with the bureaucracy, and I can understand the people have difficult because always change some rules. And I like help people. This is the mean, not the aim. And it's nice for me because between this experience, I can understand what is Oroville in the world. I mean, in each country, Indian country, and how people receive this place, magical place, where we have to experiment new things. And well, that's all. It's a good opportunity to know the people that is living in Oroville. It is nice to introduce new people that is coming, new newcomer or new student or new volunteers. And it's a nice way. I like this way to enter in Oroville. Slowly, slowly, without push, living. Everything can go fluently where you have to go.
So you see the people initially, and tell me, do you find that there are certain times, certain periods where there are more people coming?
Yeah, for sure. Now start coming more guests, for example. Coming back more people that live for the summer. Oroville leave the country for the summer. And they are coming back, many, with new visa, new passport. So we have good work to do, really, really good work. And I like to do something I like when in the office we have a full day, you know. And it's nice to see many people and to do many things for them. It is nice to do something for Oroville, I mean.
When people come into an office such as yours and meet a smiling, friendly face, it takes the sting out of the bureaucracy a bit, no?
Yeah, this is true. This is one important part, the approach. I mean, our office is one important service because it's the bridge between our organization in Oroville and the bureaucracy outside Oroville. So really is one bridge. And when we receive people that don't know, because many people talk the custom to live in Oroville and forget what is the bureaucracy outside, what is the rule outside, it is very nice to pass quiet and friendly approach to start something new, maybe something difficult where the people have to pay, many time have to pay penalty because people forget, and it is nice to receive them with friendly approach, like, don't you worry, we can resolve everything, it's nothing so bad, no, it is. And I feel the people appreciate that. when we receive the people so friendly, with very nice smile, with very nice welcome,
si.
It's okay. I think it's good. The people go out from our office with some problem solved. Like, okay, finish. And I like give this kind of service. I mean, we are one very big family here. This is what I feel.
That's true.
And I like help. I mean, inside one family, each one have to help who have some problem. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what kind of family we are, no?
Rosalba, I think I could speak for everyone and thank you for your wonderful attitude and the work you're doing. The mother had always a close affinity with flowers. She revealed spiritual significances of over 800 flowers from tropical and temperate climates. Flowers established a subtle yet beautiful communication between the mother and her children of all ages. Now a flower game has been created. It has two sets of 64 flower cards, each with a comment from the mother. The cards can be used to receive mother's floral message and as a memory game. Of course, a booklet is included with passages from the mother's writings on how she gave significances to flowers, plus instructions on how to play the game. The proceeds from the sale of this game will go to the Matre Mandir Gardens, available at Prisma, Portus, Boutique d'Orville. Land for the Green Belt. The Green Group is discussing how to protect the future of the Green Belt by facilitating the purchase of land by Friends of Oroville. No conclusions have yet been reached, and before bringing any proposals and ideas to the wider community, the next stage will be a discussion with the forest and farm groups in their entirety next month. Oroville is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. This could help to build the city. Now, people who have been working on this, as well as Oroville's residents, will be contacted, because there's a need to tap into the human resources of the community with its many qualified and experienced people who've long been working in this field. Mediation. It's a dynamic tool for transformation in the relationship between those in conflict, plus the creation of new bonds between them. Annie, a professional mediator from La Réunion of France, is here in Oroville for the fifth time. She offers training in mediation to anyone interested. 3 full days, that's August 27th, 28th, and 29th, at College Guest House near Center Field. Contact Annie at annieball@hotmail.fr or call 915-918-6790. An aphorism from Sri Aurobindo. Only those thoughts are true, the opposite of which are also true in their own time. Indisputable dogmas are the most dangerous kinds of falsehoods. You've been listening to Oroville News, Marlenka on microphone, in studio, Andrea, Yahalom, and Miriam. Comments and questions can be directed to oroville radio.org.